Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, you didn't get that?
Get what?
Themnutspodcast.com.
Welcome to Them Nuts Podcast Show. I'm the producer, Luis Gomez, hosted by comedians Darius Campbell and Ray Chung, along with Bucky, the executive producer. You can find Them Nuts on all your social media networks, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or follow and listen to us on Podomatic.com.
Fucking Louie. I hope you just got to edit now. No, he ain't got to fucking edit. We're going to be talking about web hosting and who we work for and, oh, you can do it with an RSS feed. And matter of fact, put a dick in the ass. Yeah.
Wait, are we recording right now?
Yeah.
I guess it started a couple minutes ago. This is how Louie works.
This is our
boss. Oh, wow. Yeah,
thanks. Button to start it, doesn't tell us, and then at some point he touches the button to
thanks
turn
for,
it off.
Thanks
recording.
For...
There we go.
Thank you. Thanks for filling me in so that like I could say something interesting to maybe catch the attention of potential listeners before they tune out to like, right. Well, man, HostGator sucks.
We got a new guest on the house. What is your name?
See, now he caught you off guard because he told you, what's up?
My name is Olivia Grays. I'm a comic.
Where can we find you? Like, our listeners that are listening right now, like, are you on any social media sites?
Oh, my God. Is this live, too?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, it's 100% live.
Million people.
Right now.
You're full of shit. Yeah, I know, Doug. Thank you. But you scared me for a second. Jeez.
Callers, you can call in at 1-800.
Twitter?
Yep.
At LOL Olivia Grace. You can find me on Twitter at that. Same thing on Instagram. If you want to add me on Facebook, go for it. You'll probably find me if you type in Olivia Grace on Facebook. There's a picture of me with Ron Jeremy, and that's my profile.
With the real Ron Jeremy?
How'd you meet Ron Jeremy?
Because I was hanging out at the Bray Improv for Dave Attell's show, and the manager threw me a guest spot, which was cool, and then Ron Jeremy was actually in the crowd and like was talking to us afterwards in the green room, so...
Oh,
so
you insane.
what did the hedgehog tell you?
He was really sweet. He was just like, I mean, I don't know what you guys are expecting to hear. Like, he just came up to me and was like, I got a big dick. But no, he was actually, he just was like, you're funny. I hope you make it. I don't know. Like, just like a generic kind of like, oh, I guess we have to sit in the green room together now. I'll say something about your set. So,
did you compliment him on his work?
Actually, I didn't know what to say to him because, like, I shook his hand and I was like, "I'm familiar with your work."
I was
like,
that's a bad idea.
Like, I hope you had hand sanitizer nearby.
He's a person. Oh my God, it's not
that
big a deal.
He's a nasty person. No, he's a nasty ass person.
Just because he fucks on camera doesn't mean he's any more gross than the rest of us.
No. He's gross. Have you looked at him? That's why he's gross.
No, of course.
My fact about Ron Jeremy is he actually suffers from narcolepsy. Right? He falls asleep all the time.
And he sucks his own dick.
I don't know.
He used to be able to suck his own dick.
No, like he'll. Is that what narcolepsy is?
Yeah, that is.
Like that movie. I don't know if you ever seen the movie Orgasmo. He was in it for a little bit. They have the guy. It's made by the guys of South Park. They were talking about. They didn't know he had that issue, so he was like running lines and he'll like conk out for 5 minutes.
Really?
So, like just like fall right to sleep.
I think that might just be the heroin, again. Though.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. I mean, that would make sense, right?
Heroin. Somebody Google search Ron Jeremy for us and let him know if I'm right or if I'm just talking out my ass.
I'd rather still talk about me.
Yeah. So how'd your show go that night with Dave Attell?
It was pretty cool. I mean, like, I can't complain about it at all, obviously. It was awesome. I got a 5-minute spot, and the only weird thing was, for some reason, every time I do the Brea Improv, there's, like, I don't know, some kind of demon in the equipment that likes to mess with me during my set, because... Right in the middle of my set, like, the lights started flashing at me. They were the stage lights, not just, like, the light in the back. So what I thought was that I had ran over my time and that I had to get off the stage. So I just cut my set short, closed on a one-liner, and, like, got off the stage. And apparently it was just a fault in the equipment. So, like, I was supposed to do 5 and I only did, like, 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So the lights are flashing. What else has happened there that's the equipment?
I think the time before that, there was an improv troupe that was going to headline the show. And I was just opening and warming up the crowd. And the improv troupe all had wireless mics. And they were in the green room. And I guess during my set, like, they got upset about something. And they were, like, arguing with each other in the green room. but their mics were on. But that, for some reason, the Bluetooth was only picking up, like, the way it was set up was, like, the Bluetooth that was picking up their wireless mics was attached separately to the speakers facing the stage and the speakers facing the audience. So for some reason, only I could hear them yelling.
So it was only coming through the monitors? Nobody else heard anything?
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, I thought they were yelling at me.
Like, get off!
Well, basically, yeah, because I was in the middle of, I was like, I started, and the weirdest part was, I was like, I think it'd be funny if I opened my set with me talking about how I hate doing improv. Yeah. So then they started yelling at each other, and one of them was like, hey, shut up, we shouldn't talk about that tonight. And I'm like, oh, that's, they're talking about me. I'm talking shit about improv, and they're shutting me down. So yeah, but it was weird, so I had to keep, like, I just kept cutting my set short, like, oh, well, I guess I'm not going to talk about that tonight. And then the crowd was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, they just thought that I just kept forgetting my jokes or something, because I would stop, like, halfway through, like, oh, I guess, I don't know. I was raised Catholic, and then I would hear them yell something else, and I'd be like, okay, I guess we'll move on, guys.
Oh, wow, we saw Olivia Grace tonight. She was really gone.
Yeah, I know. I looked so messed up. Like, it was so embarrassing, and everybody was confused. And
so, normal set.
Maybe for you.
Ooh. Always.
Oh, it just got mean. I'm sorry.
No, we tell jokes. We tag off.
Oh, okay, cool. Just making sure.
So, Olivia, you're pretty young. So how long have you been in the game for?
I started when I was 15, so probably like almost 3 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you start at the age of 15?
Max Blooms in Fullerton. Because I drove there one night with my sister, my older sister's friend, and because he's a musician and he thought it was a music open mic, so we were going to do like a duet, and then we saw it was just comedy, and then I was like, I guess I'll try it, and here I am. So.
Well, so you just, first time you went up was by mistake, you guys walked in there thinking it was going to be music, and you said, fuck it, hey, we're here, I might as well get up there and try something.
Yeah, pretty much, because like a lot of it, you know, like most of comedy was just like, bunch of people talking about how sad their life is, and I was like, I can do that, so. So I did.
My life sucks, too.
Yeah, right? It's like, your parents don't love each other anymore, either? I can do about 5 minutes on that, and then that was the start of my comedy career.
So did you do any classes or anything after that, or you just basically been just open micing it?
Just open mics and rubbing elbows. I waste a lot of time, like, hanging out in the back of shows, like, oh, maybe Dane Cook will bump into me or something, so. Because, I don't know, it's kind of a waste of time, but it happens.
Well, you did get to meet Dane Cook, right?
Yeah, but it went really wrong, and I don't, it's one of my favorite bits, though, now. So
oh, I don't, it's a bit? I thought it was just a hilarious story.
It is a hilarious story,
instead of doing the whole
bit,
can you just give us, like, the quick end of it?
Well, like, yeah, I mean, this is, I'll tell you how it actually happened, or, you know, I can tell you the way I do it and then how it actually happened, if you guys are interested in hearing that, because there's a lot of, like, editing of stories we have to do to make it funny, because a lot of the times, like, some of my stories are just, like, they just end sad, and then there's no punchline, so I've got to, like, add a wacky janitor to it or something to make it, like, I don't know, appealing to the masses, but, I don't know, about, like, 8 months ago, I made a YouTube video, or a Vine, or whatever it is, asking Dane Cook to go with me to my senior prom, because I'm adorable, I guess, I don't know, so I was like, that maybe even if he says no, maybe I'll get a publicity stunt out of it or something, but I didn't think he was going to end up seeing it, but it got around and he actually did see it, and then he sent me a message on Twitter like, oh, I don't know if I can make it to your prom, but like, I don't know, maybe we'll do lunch if you're ever in LA. And I was like, oh, I mean, fuck yeah, obviously. So, but I couldn't message him back because he doesn't follow me on Twitter, so I just kind of let it go. But I think, God, it was probably like a few weeks ago now that I was at the Laugh Factory watching my friend do stand-up. And during his set, I went outside to have a cigarette, and then I came back in, and Dane Cook was sitting all by himself in the lobby of the Laugh Factory, and I was like, I've got to take him up on that lunch date right now. And I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I sat down next to him and I was just like, oh, let's, I don't know. Do you still want to do lunch sometime? Like, that was my,
did
I was
he,
like.
Did he remember you?
No, I don't know. We didn't get to that point because, like, I realized he was, like, he was looking at his phone and, like, texting or something, and he looked up at me. And when he looked at me and made eye contact, I realized that he was crying.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, well, this is weird. And this is where it becomes now a stand-up story, where the rest of it, well, actually, no. He actually did say this in real life. He was like, I'm really sorry I can't talk about this right now, because my best friend's mom just died, and I've got to comfort him right now, so I'm going to take care of that. And the way I tell it in the story is he gets up and leaves the room. I'm standing all by myself. And, like, then I guess the way I make it kind of funny is that the bouncer leans his head in and says something wacky. Like, I can't even do it because I know I'm not performing for you guys right now.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he leans his head in, says something wacky, and then I throw up in my car and drive home, which did happen, but without the wacky bouncer. Like, I did, because it was just so fucking embarrassing. But the weirdest thing is, the sad part is what happened in real life, which is just way sadder, like way too sad to tell on stage, is that he said, yeah, my best friend's mom just died.
Yeah.
And I almost started laughing my ass off because I thought that he was joking.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking Dane Cook and he does weird wacky shit, but I didn't. I was like, maybe he's being serious, let's just play it cool. And then he starts to cry again for real, and like, I was like, oh shit. So all I could do, I didn't say anything, I just put my hand on his knee and then I left, and that's like, that's how I met Dane Cook. I just didn't say anything. I just like, well, I guess I'll just give you the consoling touch of fucking borderline autism and leave. Like, there's nothing I can do. So, yeah, I don't read people well, and Dane Cook will never have sex with me, and that's the moral of that story. Thanks for listening. I don't know. Shit.
I don't know why you would think Dane Cook wouldn't have sex with you because of that. You guys are touched.
Do you want me to, like, list off the reasons?
No.
Yes. I actually would like you to list off the reasons.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, Matt was like, yes.
So you said you've been doing comedy for 3 years. You're just what, over the age of 18 now?
Yeah.
Does your comedy come, where does a lot of your jokes, where does it come from? Does it come from a lot of family? Because it sounds like you got, like, a lot of personal demons you kind of work out on stage a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just depression, I guess. I don't know, like, something shitty like that happens and I'm like, I gotta make this funny or I can't live with myself. You know, something good has to come out of this shitty thing or I'm gonna die alone, I guess. I think that's my logic. Is that too depressing? You guys, yeah. Like, we want Matt to talk about business again.
No, you know, we might want to. No, but it's like, but it's your style of comedy and it's how you've always addressed things. When it got awkward, did you make it funny?
I'd like to hope so.
Were you bullied?
Yeah, actually, I was. Yeah. Well, you want me to elaborate
on? No, because lately we've been getting these spells of, like, a lot of people that's been bullied and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and it, did you make jokes about being bullied?
No, not until afterwards, you know?
I mean, I know, like, then, like, you in the locker room getting your head smashed in. So I was like, oh, let's joke about it. No, like, later on stage, were you, like, you tell about being bullied or anything?
Yeah, on some level, yeah. I mean, I don't know. What do I even say about being bullied? I don't know. I probably just smoke a bowl and say something funny about being bullied, and I can't remember it now. But I know I talk about that kind of stuff. Like, I just...
It's somewhere in my line of work.
Somewhere I know I mentioned that line of horrible things in my life, so... You guys look, like, confused and upset.
No. It's your show. We're just listening to you.
I thought it was your show.
No. Well,
let me ask you this. Where did the name come from?
That is a good question. Can I ask that, too? Where the fuck did Them Nuts' name come from?
Hey, did you want to ask, too, Matt? Where the fuck our name come from?
Actually, Darius, I want to know why you're drinking out of a can that's in a paper bag. That's what I want to know. I don't care about the name.
Because I switched to a new sponsor, and I didn't want anyone to know. Thanks, Matt.
A new sponsor. By the way, this is audio only, so, like, who the hell's going to see?
Yeah, but we take pictures once in a while.
No, he might actually need a sponsor. We'll get him to a meeting later.
We had an intervention last week.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm marking my way that way. No, I'm on the new sponsor now, man. I'm boom.
What is that, Fortune? What is that? Miller. Oh, Miller.
Fortune is my new.
What's Miller for? Is that just beer and then fancy can, or is it a new kind of
beer and fancy can?
Selfie this Fortune.
Yeah. Platinum or something.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh wow, it looks like high end. But it's still Miller.
But it's still Miller.
As much as a tall boy can look high end, I mean, it's...
Yeah. It's still what it is. Yeah. Now the name, though. The name came in from We're Crazy, because all of us in this room is crazy. So we're them. And what do you call crazy people? Nuts. So that's how them nuts came together. So that's how the name came.
So the can was a more interesting story.
Yes. Basically, so fuck y'all. You don't like the name? Just get your own podcast, bitches.
I'm glad Matt stuck around through the episode I was going to do, because he's got to tag it up with being delightful and kind of cute and quirky and sarcastic, and I'm just here like, I kind of want to break open your glass and cut my wrist with it, and he's just like, yeah, that can's weird.
The look on my face, audience, you guys didn't see it. I'm like, I'm fucking tired of dealing with these suicides, man. No more suicides. No.
Do you have like an epidemic of suicides?
Well, no,
we kind of do.
Yes, we do. Last week, I've been through fucking suicide mania. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm gonna tell you, Cap. We had a guy, Lewis, on our show.
The are you on Tinder right now?
Yeah.
Fucking
hell. I'm trying to play a game for tonight.
He turned his phone to me like, hey, look at her.
Yeah.
She looks nice.
This is going to be down far one of the weirdest fucking podcasts we've ever had. I love it. I fucking love it already.
I'm going to blame it on the booze this time.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Keep showing me these pictures of women who are better looking than me. That's going to really help. That's really going to help with the suicidal thoughts. It's really going to make a difference.
Take her keys away from her, please. She's like driving to the
I'm helping
car.
You stop talking about things and taking action in your life. That's what I'm doing.
Take action.
We call this podcast the awkward pause, dude.
They can't all be winners.
That's a no participation award for everybody. There's got to be ups and downs. No, but like we said, Lewis was on our show.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, boy. You said already, oh, boy. What does that mean?
No, he and I are buddies, so I know a little bit about him. He's a sweetie pie.
I didn't know him until he came in the house, and so I was a little shocked there.
Yeah, we're blown away.
Yeah, and then we went to the weekend. We had to do this Stop Bullying campaign, what Lewis and I went to, and we were interviewing people that actually... bullying took him to the edge, and there had family members kill themselves. So I'm like, now here we go again, full circle again. It's like fucking scary. What is my life coming? My fortune ain't fucking changed. I'm about to switch to a different drink, go back to my old sponsor. Yeah, but so now are you just really that deep about on stage?
Yeah, I just
because I haven't seen you. I haven't we've worked together once in Barstow. I think that was the only time we watched. She can't even remember, huh? We did a show for...
Sorry.
I brought up even outside the first time I met her. She's like,
oh. Yeah, we worked together for Buck Acosta. We did a show for him out there.
Which venue was it?
Comedy All-Star at the Bowling Alley.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
There was
I remember
three other black guys. I couldn't freaking picture you out. My bad. Yeah, so, yeah, we all did... In fact, we got some pictures on the internet together from that show. So I feel famous now. Ron Jeremy and now Darius Campbell. Right?
There you go.
Yeah, we're all right there.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. You got a lot going on in your life right now.
Clearly.
Because she's on them nuts. Think about it.
Nah.
Moving
Lewis,
up
how close were you to suicide?
Way to bring it back, Ray.
I'm curious now, because that's an interesting topic.
How much further to the edge can we push you before you actually jump is the question.
Basically.
This could be the heckle check on help. Sorry, my bad, bro.
No, I'm just saying, because I think it's interesting, because everyone as a kid has thought about it, right? Because your parents piss you off, like, fuck you, mom. I'm going to fucking kill myself. And I'm gone, right? Like, everyone's thought about that shit. Like, I did.
Sure.
Yeah, I did it. I was like, fuck you. And then I'm like, I was a dream, like, I like leave my body as a soul to laugh at them. Like, ha ha ha, you miss me now, motherfuckers. Don't you miss me now? That's what I thought.
Run, Forrest, run,
I'm just laughing at Matt Walker's face right now.
Come. Yeah, anyway.
No, Matt's like, we all haven't had that vision of Les.
That's because Matt, though. I don't know. Nah, I can't even say. I was like, never mind.
Okay. He was going to make a gingers have no soul joke.
That's fine.
Yeah. Fuck you, Matt. You look as fucking like serial killers. You're just on the side of the camera, man. Wait, no, who am I hurting? I'm hurting myself.
Stop. You remember, we got two Matts on the show today. So we're arguing. Like, Matt, poor Matt's getting assaulted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Olivia, help save this episode. So you're very artistic. All right. You do a lot of graphic design. One of the things I liked about you, and I checked it out, you used to do like a lot of like crazy. You made jewelry, right?
Yeah. Out of.
Out of what? What did you make it out of?
Oh my god. Yeah, I like how you're like, hey, let's pull this podcast out of the death ditch.
That's
hey,
what Matt, that's what
didn't
Matt
you
does.
Make jewelry out of squirrel bones?
That's what Matt does.
I did.
She did. All right, well, that was.
How
that
did
was
you
my, it was my taxidermy jewelry line. It's fucking cool as shit.
That's pretty cool.
It is? Yeah, okay, it's super cool, man.
What kind of market is there for taxidermy jewelry these days?
Goth kids and fucking anybody on Etsy. They're like, yeah, this is edgy.
Wait, so do you like squirrel skulls? Or like?
What yeah,
you
yeah. Like that's squirrel skulls, mouths.
Where are these squirrels from?
Do you go to like Necromance or what?
No, they're way too expensive there. I could buy like the same stuff on. Actually, of all places, fucking eBay.
Damn.
You can get so many bones on eBay. It's surprising.
But not human bones.
I don't think it's illegal. I actually think it's illegal to sell human bones unless it's like technically like an antique kind of like medical thing. But yeah.
I got
a
question for you. Is that a pinata on your foot?
There's a tattoo on her foot. We can't figure out what the hell it is.
Oh my gosh.
It looks like a burro pinata.
Well, you got the first part right. It is. It's a donkey. So I guess it could be a pinata.
I don't know where we're going.
But the first part's correct. What's the second part we're missing?
He said it's a burro pinata. And I'm like, no, just a burro. Like, I would say it's probably like, if it was a pinata, it'd be like the most fucking realistic pinata. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got joints and.
It's got bones.
Wait, so
I could cut up and make it a jewelry.
Why do you have a tattoo of a. What the fuck is it, a donkey?
It is a donkey.
Yeah.
A bull?
Well, okay. It was a bird, and then it was two birds, but.
What the fuck?
On. It was like a silhouette of a bird, like flying off into the sunset. And then I was like, there should be two birds here because that one bird's lonely. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to make two birds. And then I looked at it and I'm like, those birds are upside down. I'm like, I got to do something. So I fucking made it into a donkey.
Oh, you did that yourself?
Yeah, I made.
Oh, wow.
I made the wings of the bigger bird into the ears of the donkey.
Like,
and then.
So you got to sit like this?
Yeah, with a tattoo machine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How badly
so,
did
like,
that
you're
hurt?
You're ready to go. That's it actually, prison tat quality.
It hurt a lot less when I do it myself.
Really?
Because I know exactly when it's going to hurt, so I can brace myself for it better than just having someone like surprise you with. It's scary to have someone do it if you've done it yourself before. So, so yeah.
So you came from two birds to a fucking donkey?
Yeah. I don't know why that's so funny to him. Like,
it's pretty much a metaphor for this whole podcast.
You know, I also thought you would press the reset button. I think we should press the reset button.
This is one time I should.
Weird, man. I think we should have done shots beforehand or something.
No, this is fucking
funny.
Perfect.
We should have taken the cartridge out of the bucket in the ass and
no.
On
see,
it.
For you guys that don't listen to our podcast, which is our. Fucking host. This is what the fucking audience love. Yeah, you don't listen either, Louie. Fucking shut up.
This is it.
This is the end. You edited my ass. You almost got hurt producing the spit up. I love it. Keep going, man. This is fucking awesome.
No, you're right though. I mean, they on some level the audience wants to hear that like let's make each other laugh kind of shit. You know, that's
well
really
they get
great.
So much into it. Everyone that texts me or sitting back like that was fucking funny.
Yeah.
You guys were so out there. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. That's what they want.
Who texts you, dude?
Huh? Yeah.
Who texts you?
Tracy. Text.
Shout out to Tracy.
Yeah,
our
text, please.
Shut up, Tracy.
Jeremy,
with
hit
your number.
Guys. Hey, we might only have two listeners, but you got two motherfucking new fans, you bitches. Okay? For all you sitting in the room, you got two more. Like the pair of nuts.
As I explained earlier, the first one's a little bit more professional. The second one, we usually have a little booze in us, and that's why it gets a little crazier.
It's not necessarily crazy. We just let our callers out.
It's just free-flowing, and it's great. I love that format. And that's fun.
It seemed to be the way you like to go.
That's the only way I know to go, really, so... I don't really use them ever.
I've actually noticed that I was going to ask you about comedy. I've watched you go up a bunch of times.
Here's where Matt starts kissing a guest's ass.
No. I'm trying to set up a question to get a response. That's what
you
do.
Hurry the fuck up. That's a goddamn question.
Anyways, I've noticed you don't really bring a set list on stage. You kind of start with some one topic, and then depending on the
crowd
reaction.
What's the fucking question? That's a goddamn question.
Actually, it's more of an observation. Do you find that yourself doing more crowd work based stuff, or do you actually ever have like a set you can bring to the stage when you do comedy?
You could have just added that. Do you do crowd work? That's all you could ask.
Yeah, but I mean, he was setting it up with some information in the beginning. You don't have to be a bully, Ray Chung.
Fucking yeah. I'm sorry.
What are you getting back at us for the eighth grade?
I wasn't bullied, but just my parents.
He dropped out in the seventh grade.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Oh,
I wasn't contributing, so I used lashed out. I was like, I know something about Matt always gets me angry, dude.
Yo, he's pissed that I'm fucking here. He's pissed that I'm here. He thinks I'm gunning for that fucking seat.
That move from here to there, and he's like, "Fuck you! You get closer to me.
Get back to the couch. You don't get in here."
Like the whole point, I think anger is funny. So that's like default.
And that was funny. I was just trying to tag it with a callback.
Yeah, keep going. We had a question for you.
Yeah.
Wait.
You mean Matt?
I'm gonna fucking take that shit over and be like, something about you doing crowd work. I don't care. Yeah, so you do crowd work.
Yeah, no, well, like I was gonna say, it's an even mix of both. Like, I never really, I've always got tags written up, and I've always got, you know, sometimes I'll just wing it with my material, and other times I'll take crowd work I know has worked in the past, tweak it, and apply it to something else, so it looks like it's on the spot, but it's really not, or I'll sit around in the beginning and think about what I'm gonna say about somebody, and then write, like, three or four jokes about one person in the crowd. So it looks like it's on the spot, but really it's not. But I don't know. I mean, some of it's planned and other stuff I just say on the spot. Sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not. And sometimes I just have to keep talking until it's funny or I get the light. that's my secret to trying to be funny on the spot is like sometimes it's just never funny.
Yeah.
It really is. That's such a bummer.
Hey, do you hate improv troops?
I don't hate improv troops.
I think improvisers are cunts.
Jeez, man.
I think really talented improv troops that are like, they're spot on, they know the techniques, they're good at what they do and they're original. I have respect for them, but I hate being a part of an improv troop because I think really to be a good improv comic, you either have to be extremely dry or a really physical comic.
Ooh. Why dry?
Dry because, like, if you ever see Colin Mockery, he almost never does, like, Whose Line Is It Anyway, Colin Mockery?
Yeah. Yeah.
He never does physical comedy, almost never. But everything he says is funny, but you don't know anything about his personality. Whereas Wayne Brady is all physical comedy. He rarely says, like, something, I would say, like, extremely, like, wordplay-ish or super clever. Right. But it's all, like, physical act out. So I'm somewhere in the middle, I think. Okay. I'm more emotionally driven. And improv troops are all thinking people. So I think it's just a different animal. Right, I don't
so
hate
I was
them,
bullied
but I
by
think
an improv
cool.
troop.
The truth be known.
Yeah.
But did you ever try improv, though?
Oh, yeah, a lot. And I always hated it because I was always the one in the group that'd be like, because I think my problem is I'm too honest on stage, so like halfway through a sketch, if it started sucking, I'd just be like, I hate this sketch, and I'd get a laugh, but then everybody hated me, so like...
Here's where my problem was with improv. There's always this one bitch who wants all the glory, so she's like in every fucking scene. You're like, really? You again? Like, every fucking scene.
But I'm funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be funny with you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're like, get out of the scene. You're like, what? Ladies can't be funny? Like, men?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I know how it works.
Exactly, yeah.
So were you guys in the same improv?
We had a no, because Olivia's a stand-up.
She sounds just
like
Ray last time we went on stage together, so.
Yeah.
What, Asians can't be funny?
Asians are hilarious.
I like that. We've come a long way.
Yes, you
but
guys
I
have.
Think fat people are the funniest, though.
No.
Like,
no, they're not.
No, but
Walker's like, no, skinny people. Skinny redhead people.
Not in a stand-up context, but, like, if you see a normal person fall down the stairs, you're like, oh, that's funny.
Fat people are the best physical comedians, are they not?
Yes. You watch a bad guy fall down the stairs.
Let
me ask you this. You ever watch the Star Wars kid on YouTube?
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding? That's like a classic early 2000s.
You're only going to laugh at him because he's like a chubby kid doing stupid like moves. He wasn't even doing Star Wars. He was like practicing some fucking martial arts and shit.
Yeah.
And some dude put like lightsabers on his shit and it became a Star Wars kid.
Yeah. No, that's...
And like I laughed my ass off and I was watching that shit with this chick, this fucking... Whatever. She's chasing this chick. And she's like, how could you laugh at that? You're so mature. And I'm like, fuck you, whatever. So anyways.
No, you're so right. Like, if you're fat, things you do happen to be funnier. Like, especially getting hurt or looking like an idiot.
We get so insensitive nowadays about...
Well, yeah, and everybody's quick to...
Yeah, to judge about, man... Fuck, can we go back to the 80s, man? I'm locking kids in a car and shit. What the fuck is this life we live? We're all so fucking insensitive now.
Wait, what?
Where is this so insensitive, man?
Were you locked in a car?
Yes. It's a couple of times.
Like, with the windows up?
With the windows up in Louisiana. Mom fucking in the grocery store. Fucker, gotta get glued.
How old were you?
Probably about, what, 7 or 8?
You couldn't fucking unlock that shit?
No.
It's a fucking...
Hey, you ever see a gremlin? You've never been in a gremlin, have you?
The fuck's a gremlin?
That old, ugly car.
You don't even sit. We weren't allowed to sit in the front in our own parents' car. We had to sit in the back seat that lift up, and you had to only look backwards.
Oh, those
you have to climb over the chair to get to
the real shitty station wagon, dog.
Sure, that's the ugliest.
It's like they lift up,
ever.
You know, where you keep your tire? They lift that and had a seat.
And then you face out the back.
Yeah, like you're on a fucking shitty ass Southwest flight the whole fucking time, dog. Okay, bye, Olivia.
I think your guest left you.
Our guest just took off.
No, I thought I had time.
This might be a great time to take a break.
We take breaks now?
No.
So
I just left in the middle of me talking. I figured I'd be like, yeah, I'll go.
Okay, mother.
Next time you just send Bucky.
Hey. I'm a very polite house guest. Okay, I'll raid your fridge by myself. Okay.
What the fuck? Damn.
And it's not brown, fully.
That's what she's. No, that's what she's going after. Not me.
Is it?
Look at her.
Should I bring the mic with me?
Yes, no. Do you want more water?
There's a bottle of water right there.
Yeah. Do you want water? Some more soda. Yeah,
that would be awesome, actually. I get that?
Because we want our guests to be happy. We just
hydrated
don't want them touching
happy.
The
That's
mic.
Where we go over here.
We just don't want them touching the mic.
Oh, sorry. I'm my own audio engineer, so fucking sorry.
Okay.
She's going to provide
speak
the
mine.
Mic right now.
Yeah, just go you can speak in mine now. You are wild.
No, I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, you're going to bring
so
energy.
Fucking uptight and shit, man.
Yeah, and she doesn't give a fuck. She walked right in and took my drink out of my hand. you weren't using this.
I was like, oh, he's talking about something important. He won't stop me with his words.
Yeah, go on, might as well take it. Fuck it, I wasn't using it. It was sitting there with ice in it.
I want to go back to the beginning. Like, Matt, why do you have a problem with Ron Jeremy in, like, germs?
Matt Walker.
I've never met Ron Jeremy, but I used to be a big germaphobe, like a long time ago. I'm not that bad now, but I've had periods of my life where like I was like super OCD, where like I got all creeped out by germs. Like I used to have a thing where the salt and pepper had to be like right next to each other on the table, or it would really bug me.
Yeah,
and like it would.
Well, that's just trans community. We get that.
Yeah. I don't know. So for a while, I was like one of those like hand sanitizer guys like everywhere. But Ron Jeremy just seems kind of gross. I don't know.
So like sexually,
well, you admitted earlier you don't like fat guys. So is that the problem? You just think he's sweaty, like a sweaty fat guy.
Sweaty people gross me out. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, but that's reasonable. He wasn't sweaty.
And he's lost weight.
Well, I mean, even I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not like. Oh yeah, you look like you've dropped 5 pounds since the last time I saw you, fuck somebody. So that looks that's great. But
thank you. I have actually dropped 6, but thank you. I look good.
I've been trying to lose weight, but I ate half an extra large pizza from Domino's today. So.
So going the wrong way,
dude.
Fuck it, whatever, dude.
I needed to say it into a microphone so then I can play it back and feel bad about myself. I think that's kind of the key. It's like, oh
edit
my god,
that out,
dude.
Please for her. We don't want her feeling bad about herself. We want trying to uplift her on them nuts. Yeah.
I feel like I've ruined your podcast.
No, you don't. You don't even. Yo,
we'll never do this.
We've
again.
Had some episodes that have gotten crazy. This is not even.
No, no, okay. You still got a lot of fucking work to do.
I just don't want to be the episode that was really boring.
You're not even yelling at anybody in this room right now.
When did that happen?
You're not giving a couple of us the silent treatment. You're good.
When did that happen? What happened?
I don't want to mention the person's name, but it happened a while ago.
Did you publish it?
Yeah, it's out there.
Then mention their fucking name.
Which episode? Just give us a number for the episode, then we can look it up ourselves.
The Courtney Cobb episode.
Oh, okay.
Oh, don't worry. You can't hear it.
Yeah. Oh, I really?
Take it off.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. After. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. That's fine. No, she's in the hospital, and I don't want to stop this and get down again about more shit that happens.
Well, this has been a roller coaster of a fucking episode, anyways, man.
Everyone I know is dying.
No. Courtney Cobbs is in the hospital. She had a stroke, and
I don't want to talk about this. We can just talk about it.
Yeah, but no, we're gonna just mention it now. Last I was told. Fuck, it would be 4 weeks before we drop this.
Anyways, before I even, like...
She may be dead by now.
Like, give me some fucking FYAs. Oh, no, don't bring up that episode.
Oh, I don't care. No, like but she...
Right.
Fuck it. No, it's good.
On
Facebook. That's the producer.
Well, you can contribute, man. It's fucking profound, I'll tell you that. So,
all right, back to our guest, Olivia.
Me.
Yeah, you.
Sorry.
You. What do you got coming up for us?
Like, stuff I do?
Yeah,
show. Like shows.
Oh, yeah. Next big book show. What do you got going on? What do you want to promote?
It feels like it's almost over.
What?
This podcast.
Wait.
No, not the podcast.
Oh.
We don't know about your comedy, though. We've dived in so many different directions. I want to know, what do we got coming up? Where can we look for you again?
Well, actually, this is the first time I'm...
The mic's over there.
Maybe. I know. Yeah. Oh, fuck. This is the first time I'm announcing it, but... I actually got my own show at the Yost Theater in Santa Ana. Which is
going
to be, very cool. And I have no idea when we're going to do it. And I can't find a headliner.
There are
but
we're
gonna
do
it.
There. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of them out there.
My reasoning for it, like kind of putting it off and waiting for a little while, is because I really wanted to book like a headliner with a huge draw.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's
like somebody with over 1 million Twitter followers, you know? And just so that... It would justify a high ticket price so that the venue would make their money back by a lot and then allow me to kind of do my own thing then and kind of build it.
That first one or two, you really want to get, yeah.
I really got to knock it out because they've never had comedy there
before.
How big
is the theater?
It seats anywhere from like 400 to 500 people.
Wow.
So it's, I mean, it's big.
Big venue.
A big one.
But it's not like a traditional theater where it's all just like rows and rows of seats. It's like cocktail tables and sofas, and you know that's why there's a wide range. So even if I got maybe like the size of the improv in there, it would still look pretty packed, you know, because it's not just like theater seats. And then you'd be like, why is half the seats empty? It's like, oh, they're just some of them are sitting on the sofa or whatever. You know, it's I like the way it's set up, and I think they're one of the only theaters in Orange County with a full bar and cocktail service. So yeah, I'm really stoked about that.
Do you know what month you're trying to get that started?
Our first show, I've got my heart set on the Friday the 13th of June.
Well, let's plug it. Let's say we're gonna try.
Friday the 13th of June, 8 p.m. The Yost Theater. If you stay in touch with me on Twitter, that would be great. But I don't have the budget for that at all, man. I don't know what I'm going to do about that show. I'm going to get somebody out that's got a pretty big draw, and if I don't, then I'll just,
I will focus on the Orange County.
What's that?
Like, who has a big draw in Orange County? You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ. There's a draw in Orange County?
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know a single person that gets a draw.
But it's a shitload of matter. Just find them.
Yeah, normally it's the other way around. It's people like, I need to build a following. I'm going to get the fuck out of Orange County.
Which is true, which you want to for us because we live here. But other ones that don't, they have straight followings. Daniel Tosh is from Orange County.
Oh, he's hot.
Yeah, he did
this. Yeah, he is. Brad Williams is from.
No, but he did. This is where he did his comedy. Started here.
Yeah, that's who I was. I was actually thinking. I was like, if I can't get like a big guy, I was trying to get Doug Stanhope, but he hasn't called me back. So,
what about Food Fighter or whatever his name is?
Who the fuck?
Fight Master or Doug Duke Fight Master or whatever.
Oh, no,
I don't know.
Did you just compare Doug Stanhope to Duke Fightmaster?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just thinking Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that I don't love Duke Fightmaster, but I mean, it's just like
he's a really nice guy. But
no, he's not, a sweetie pie. But
he doesn't have a million Twitter followers.
Oh, okay.
So that was her criteria, by the way.
No, well, I mean, I was just saying that to be a bitch.
I'm only 990,000 short.
Oh yeah, you're a headliner, huh?
She said,
sorry. No, you know what, Matt, if I would like to have you on, so yeah.
Thank you.
In fact, I would like to have no, not the other not nice. You fat old racist.
Oh, my soul, she can jump you out.
Hey, I can make fun of Matt as much as I want.
And
I mean,
yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, I just matched on Tinder with a girl who I've seen on TV. How cool is that?
Someone has a fake Tinder profile.
No, it's real.
Like, somebody's not interested at all to this episode. He's fucking on Tinder still.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't remember. I don't know who that is. And,
I'll show you later.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Cool. She's got an orange hair. What a fucking clever bitch.
You know what? We'll talk after the show about a couple people that you might want to look at, but the price is going to be a little bit here. And you're saying your budget is not so great for your show that's just coming up.
Well, I was hoping
you do a door deal with
portion of the door to anybody. So.
The fuck is this shit, dude? Fuck.
Are you fucking no way for you?
Yes. No time.
This
thank
is
you.
Bullshit, dude. This is dumb. Like, so you got inner tattoos?
I like how Ray just referred to the last like fucking 10 minutes of our podcast as. Stupid and dumb.
We love it. What is fucking with it?
It is.
Anything that Ray, he can't follow is just dumb to him.
It is. Because first of all, Matt's fucking trying to go on Tinder. You're going to just build her a fucking other shelf and shit. Like, come on, dog. Fuck. And then like, fucking Matt with his, the other Matt with his fucking long ass questions. You're too drunk for this shit. Fuck. Anyways. In my stupid question. Any other tattoos?
You know what? Actually,
I want to get real. I want to get real.
You guys want to get real for a second?
Yeah, I want to get real.
Oh my god! I hope my parents don't ever listen to this. But
don't worry, either.
Parents don't listen to podcasts.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Perfect. Okay. Fuck. I have actually about seven tattoos. Most of them, actually, all of them, I did myself.
Wow.
This is. This is from a John Steinbeck book. I don't know if you guys have read East of Eden. It says, Tim Shell, it's Hebrew for thou mayest. Doesn't really matter. Super faggy. Not nearly as cool as the shark from Flipper, a punk band I liked for like a month. I tattooed onto my wrist. And then right next to that, ironically, is a Woody Guthrie tattoo. This is the sticker that Woody Guthrie had on his guitar.
Okay.
Anti-fascist statement, like a genius. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And then I got one right under my boob, and it's the order.
And you did that yourself, too? Under your...
Actually, no. I did have my friend do that one, but he's not an experienced artist either, so...
Damn,
he
was
so I may as well have done it, I guess, but...
What a
but, yeah.
Lucky dude. I would have done it, too. Like, fucking, I don't even fucking do that shit. So fucking... Well, let me trace that design with my tongue first. Is you know, that's how you make tattoo, right? That's how you make tattoos, right? That's how you make tattoos, right?
Do you have tattoos, Ray?
No, I want to get a tattoo, so but I'm funny. A pussy, dude. I'm a fucking pussy.
I have one, but...
Well, I would like to hear about it.
It's the average white band logo. Which...
So you got a Dave Matthews fucking tramp stamp?
Listen... Don't fucking dare compare the Dave Matthews Band with their hippie bullshit to one of the great soul bands of all time, the Average White Band.
Hootie and Blowfish. Is
that No.
Okay, the Average White Band.
The Average White Band, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're from Scotland.
I thought this was a guessing game.
They're from Scotland. It was six white dudes from Scotland, and then their drummer died at Cher's house of a heroin overdose, and then they replaced him with a black guy.
Where's the tattoo?
It's on my shoulder. Get it back here.
Nice.
Way to bring it down. Back to you.
Poor Matt. You guys are fucked up.
No, this is fucking great. This is going to be called the Bring It Down Show. Fuck it. I'm changing it.
So, anyways, back to the prison art. What else do we have going on?
Jesus Christ. Well, besides the Order of the Unified Hearts tattoo that I have, which is a Leonard Cohen's symbol. He's a poet. Which is ironic because he's like a really super peaceful monk kind of guy. And then right next to that, I have one of Doug Stanhope's quotes that I tattooed to myself.
Which
and
one?
The story gets better. It says, boredom is a disease worse than cancer.
Okay.
That is, it. I mean, it's. I could have picked a better one, but at the same time, yeah, I was like, one. I'm 15, I'll tattoo whatever the fuck I want to myself.
That's a good quote. I've always liked that from him.
That's a great quote. And then
that's right up there with, like, I don't support all the troops, but I do support some of the troops. That's
yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's brilliant.
I love that bit.
Yeah. He's so brilliant. I think the other good one that was like, life's temporary for a reason. It gets boring after a while is a good one. Or life is like animal porn.
Episodes.
Yeah, you are fucked up. Sorry, Ray is fucked up, right?
Yeah. So, dude, yeah, Ray's out of his mind.
He's red. So
whatever.
He's telling.
Fuck you guys.
But I don't know. Doug Stanhope quote.
Didn't Doug Stanhope sign it? And you had his.
Shh, that's a part of the story.
Oh, oh my bad. Damn,
that's okay. That's okay. No, I was gonna show you guys because then after I tattooed. Sorry.
No, fucking put it off. No,
I was like, oh shit, that's fucking white, man.
No, we weren't really thinking that. We were just
oh, yeah, you totally were. You're like, that's whiter than the dog. Look at that fucking...
Hey, you guys had the same influence.
By the way, he just slurred his own slur.
That's what I'm... he's got the brown, he's got the white. They're fucking up. Both of you are canceled today, dog. Both of you guys are wild, dog. I love this.
I don't care what the listeners think. This is the most fun I've had in a podcast
yeah,
in a while.
For a minute, man.
Well, you're welcome for bringing that energy to the room. I mean, come on. But seriously, though, I tattooed the font to myself when I was, like,
wait,
probably...
So you got
to
look in a mirror when you do that, or how's that work?
No, I just did it upside down. Yeah, I know, dude. I'm just that good of an artist. I'm like, yeah, I'll make fonts upside down. All right,
let's test you. I'm making a tattoo. You're going to put it on me.
Well, how's that going to help anybody? What are they going to do, glow in the dark ink?
We can use white, motherfucker, if you want to. Just, right. No, I already have a tattoo here. So we're going to make
so
it.
So you got your... A D?
Yes.
A D? Everybody Darius loves the D.
No, it looks like a shitty tattoo because it was supposed to be Darius, but I chickened shit out at Louisiana, and I was like, fuck that, I'm done. And then it was a shitty ass D.
So some dude gave you the D.
Yeah. Oh my
God. They gave a big black dude, too.
Yeah. Put that D on your shoulder, then, motherfucker. Put that D on your shoulder.
Oh shit, Ray, little man, Ray is over here fucking talking about your shit. I'm gonna tell her too, though, dog. She ain't a girl.
Oh, it's a girl, dude.
Yeah, my little cousin. She did.
Oh,
so
fuck.
She tried to do it. So yeah, she wants to put Darius down my arm, and I was like,
dude. Like fucking like with
yeah,
a pen.
Did that fucking with a pen with a fucking needles, dude. Yes, she had ink and she fucking with little needles like that.
Dude, this took
you got
me
a prison
like
tattoo.
Two,
yeah,
three
I got a straight
hours.
Up prison
I did
tattoo.
It with an actual machine.
No, she didn't have a machine.
She did it with a pen and like.
You know what costs like. $30 to buy one on Amazon, right? Like,
well, this is fucking back in what 97 or so.
Yeah. Oh, well,
yeah, it was, just on Amazon.
You wanted your street cred. You wanted to have it done. That's
no, then when I got back to Seattle from Louisiana, I actually had to go to a tattoo parlor to get the little streaks and get them to fucking make it look right. It looked real ghetto before I had it. It was real ghetto.
Were you drinking like Pruno while you had it
no,
done?
No, we had Cisco.
Oh, Cisco.
Yeah,
okay.
Pruno. Pruno
back to our story, though, we were talking about a Doug Stanhope quote that we all
yeah,
enjoyed.
No, so I got the...
Oh, my bad.
No, it's all good. And then, yeah, I tattooed the quote to myself. And then underneath the quote, he was at the Brea Improv last year. And I went up to him and I was like, hey... will you sign this drunken mistake that I made? And I lifted up my shirt, and he was like, did I say that? And I was like, yeah, will you sign it? And he's like, are you going to tattoo my autograph to yourself? And I was like, I mean, yeah. I kind of already fucked up my body. Let's just go. Let's at least give it a good story. And he was like, all right, bingo, give me a marker. And
then, oh, fucking bingo.
And then, you know, he signed it. And then I went home the next day and I tattooed his autograph to myself. And
you didn't shower when you got home?
I mean, No, but I showered that morning, so I think that's cool.
So what did you do? You did the tattoo first?
I did the quote first, like, a year before that happened.
Yeah, but then when he signed it, you just took the tracing and you did your tattoo on it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I just tattooed over the Sharpie, so.
Really?
Sounds very sanitary.
Yeah.
Very sanitary.
Yeah, just about as sanitary as getting kissed on the cheek by Ron Jeremy, which happened to me, which was awesome! He smells like pineapples. You guys are dicks. You're like, oh, I bet he smells like pussy. I'm like, he probably showers after he makes a movie, you guys.
And they're very hygienic. Porn stars, super hygienic.
So would you?
Would
you drink out of the same cup?
I would drink over his cup over yours, dude. Because he gets, or not anymore, but he got tested.
He's a very sweet guy. He was super nice.
I'm sure he's perfectly nice, and I'm sure he's perfectly safe and perfectly clean. He just looks gross.
You guys realize that, like, just as disgusting things go on in bedrooms everywhere, it's only half and half.
Across America, if not absolutely. Worse. Absolutely. It's not worse.
It's half and half. It's not like all of us agrees that he's that dirty.
There is some fat couple in Ohio right now shitting on themselves in the bedroom, and you're upset about John Jeremy.
What if that couple was listening at this? Oh no, you got me.
They're talking about us, right? If you keep drinking like you are, that'll be you tonight.
You
don't
shit
when I drink. What's that one time?
Well, then you're doing it wrong. I got so drunk, I
shit and threw up at the same time.
Yeah, it happens. No, wow. When the body releases it, it goes in all forms.
Diarrhea out both ends. That's fucking poetic.
Yeah,
I managed to avoid that.
But anyways,
more white for Ray. That's what we need.
Hey, I like white. Sure.
You're cleaning that shit up, then.
Talk about the shit or what? Or the vodka?
Louis.
Oh,
Louis got to clean your shit up. Shit comes up both ends.
I'm on the engineer.
Custodial engineer?
Custodial engineer.
He's already halfway there.
I'm like almost done. I'm done with you guys. I'm so fucking done. Man, this is so fucking funny, man. Thank you for coming out, man.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so we're...
Is it over already?
No, let's just go. Yeah.
So are you going to keep getting tattoos? Like, does it hurt? Like do you get addicted to pain and shit?
No, not when I do them to myself, really. I mean, and also it depends on where, but, like, if I do it, like, it depends on if you do it here, it really hurts because you got a lot of nerves there. But right here, this is just a ball of fat. I don't feel anything down, so, like... Or, like, when I try to do a Scarface tattoo right here.
You got a fucking Scarface tattoo?
Well, no, because it doesn't say the world is yours yet.
What does it say?
It just says the world is. So,
it's not a Scarface tattoo. It's just a bad scar right now. That's it.
Like most of my life. Just a bad scar. Oh. Anyways, yeah, no, so... I don't know. It's a boring story how this happened. I'm like, yeah, I like that movie. I'll put the quote from it on my arm. And then my parents came home when I was almost done with it. And I'm like, shit, I got to put my tattoo machine away. And I never finished it.
You live with your parents now?
Still? Yeah.
Very excited about that. You sound very thrilled with that.
Let's play 20 yes or no's.
Don't get me wrong. I love my parents. I just hate being around them.
So, but how do they feel about your comedy, then?
You're supposed to hate them. Ha! Well, it's not even an ages thing. I hated my family until I was, like, in my mid-20s.
I wouldn't say I hate my family. I just want to have, you know, a life separate from everything.
Oh, you just grow to be your parents?
The natural process of being 18. You're supposed to separate from the nest, yo.
Oh, thanks, oh wise one with life experience.
Dude, I am wise and fat and drunk and shit.
I didn't say any of those things.
No, I just need to add that.
You're right about them, but I didn't say
it. I thought those things.
You're not...
I said I thought those things.
You are white and old.
No, you're supposed to. That's the whole point. But you want to raise your hand? What do you got, Darius? What do you got for us?
No, what?
I want to know, Ray, did we ask her? Because obviously, your parents and your comedy.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because you said, I hope my parents aren't listening to this. I'm like, okay, your parents are that hip that they listen to podcasts?
Well, my mom doesn't know about the tattoos.
Yeah, no, how do they feel about your comedy?
How does she not? You have a tattoo on your hand. How does she not know about your tattoos?
You know, honestly, she just you know what's funny too is, like, I write a lot of notes on my arm. Like, you can still see one from the other night, but I always just wear a hoodie and in my house, even when it's hot. Like, I've been wearing a hoodie for the last, like, 2 years. And I still haven't, like, had the nerve to break it to her yet. But the other night, I fell asleep in a tank top, and I woke up in the morning with, like, my arm out like this. Mm-hmm. My mom came in, and she's like, is that a tattoo on your arm? And I rolled over, and I'm like, no, it's my notes from the other night. She was like, oh, okay. It's good to see that you're working hard at comedy, and that you never brought it up again.
So it makes me feel any better. I'm 39. My mom has no idea I have a tattoo that I've had for 10 years, and my parents have never seen me do comedy. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
They're not allowed. No.
My parents came to one of my shows the day after I turned 18. So, I mean, I'd been doing it for a couple years before they actually heard me. And for a long time, it was like, they just thought I was acting out, lashing out, trying to just, you know, have an excuse to not, you know, commit to school fully, or like, I just want to be famous. You know, my mom was really adamant about, you know, that it was just me trying to rebel for a really long time. But they came and saw me at the Ontario Improv.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I did pretty well. And I think at that point they were like, oh, fuck, like, she's actually working at night. Like, not just going out and doing drugs and partying with these idiots. Like, she's actually working and doing and being funny and trying. So, perfect. So, yeah, I mean, they really backed off after that, you know, the other night, which was surprising. I told my mom, I'm like, hey, I think I'm going to go do some blow. It's Cinco de Mayo, so we're going to have some Patron and do some blow at a buddy's house. And my mom was like, okay, just text me in the morning. And I was like, really? Like, what? She's like, they're comedians, right? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah, you'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Where does your mom live? What bubble?
My mom is a very nice lady.
She sounds nice.
Yeah. God, my birth parents found me on Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was supposed to talk about that. I laughed so fucking hard last night. I thought that was a joke, and then you're like, oh, that's real.
That's so true.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, we got it wrong.
Listen, Olivia's adopted. She has an amazing...
No, I didn't know that.
I haven't talked about it a lot, just because, like, I mean, most people who assume that they're, like, why are we snapping and moving around?
Because I'm sign language to my producer to make sure we extend our time a little longer.
Oh, fuck, did we go over?
No, we're fucking fine. Now we're in something we want to talk about.
We got some good shit.
Yeah, we want to know about this.
Dicks, okay, yeah, let's
dicks?
See.
No, we weren't talking about dicks, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we can, but not really.
Not really.
Yeah, no, this is more important to me.
Yeah, go on.
No, I was adopted as a kid, little baby, like 2 days old, you know, like Juno, basically, where it's like they found the parents before she even had the baby, you know, so that's kind of how most adoption works. I just burp really loud, and I'm really bummed about that, because, like, I try to cover it up, like, yeah, we'll be serious for a second, and then I'm like, no, I have to fuck it up with body sound. So anyways, adopted, and then, you know, I never really heard from them throughout my life, my birth parents, but on Saturday, I just had the weirdest day. I did a fucking bizarre show, and 2 o'clock in the afternoon in West Hollywood, 110 degrees in the sunlight. It was so hot. And then I got into a huge fight with my boyfriend, and then I got a ticket on the way home. And then when I got home, I found, like, friend requests from my birth parents on Facebook.
Wow. And how did you know they were your birth parents?
Because my mom had shown me pictures of them and said, like, oh, you know, this is their last name and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. And then I also got home and my mom was like, oh, your birth father just sent us an email on, you know, our account and said that they had tried to get in touch with you, so you should talk to them. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm meeting with my birth dad on Tuesday.
Now, how old were you when you found out you were adopted?
I always knew. I don't know how my parents did it. I think just raising me as a baby, they're just like, you came out of someone else's vagina.
That is the best. That's amazing. That's how every adopted kid should find it out. Like,
they should.
No. Not mine. Somebody else's.
Yeah, pretty much.
So when you get to fucking acting out, remember you were someone else's baby child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So do you think that contributed to some of the fucking reactions you had in high school and all that?
You know, I think it's affected my life in a lot of ways, because growing up as an adopted kid, you don't, I mean, until I started talking to my birth dad, I didn't realize how many of your personality traits mm-hmm. are just pure genetics. And I grew up feeling very alone because I couldn't connect with my dad in a way, and I couldn't connect with my mom in a way. But as soon as I started emailing my birth dad, I was like, oh, you're a sarcastic, dry asshole, too. This is perfect.
Yeah, because I would think that would contribute a lot to, like you said, because I have a nephew who didn't know that he was actually adopted, and basically it fucked him up because they didn't tell him to. Had to get his driver's license, and they had to provide something. And he's like, well, that name is not the same as my fucking name. So they have to answer the questions. Now he's older, and then he's rebelling, weed, whatever else, doing all this other shit.
They don't blame weed.
Right, not weed. Yeah. All right, doing
same. And I hit you up with questions because now that's become a part of my life. My sister just gave up her baby for an open adoption.
Mm-hmm. I see, yeah.
Which is weird because it's kind of like sponsoring a kid in Africa, but there's a lot less pocket change and a couple more pictures per month. That's the way I view it so far, because like we get to like meet her and see her and occasionally, and there's like some pictures. But like, would you like if you could like, would you have preferred it open or
no? Because I don't think that even at like 17 or you know last year, maybe not even this year, that I'm like ready mentally for that. You know, because once you start realizing that you have two sets of parents to choose from, a lot of kids go through a thing when they become teenagers. They start hating their parents and they're like, maybe my real parents will be better, you know, and then they get pissed. So I think it's better to have the closed adoption, because then it's like, okay, when you're a grown up and you kind of have your life figured out, then you can meet the people who created you. And if they, you know, if you guys find the time to connect, then go for it. But I think it's just too much mentally, at least maybe for a kid like me who like hates dealing with people, that is like, oh my God, I have two extra people to deal with in my life. That's
I'm a comedian like, in front of people, like but I hate you.
Pretty much.
I hate you. Which is a lot of us.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I have two sets of parents to talk to. That's awful. So I don't know.
Wait, so your birth parents are still together then, right?
No. They actually don't even talk to each other, but.
But they both talk to you now.
They talk to me on very separate bases. Like, one of them lives in Utah and the other one lives in, like, northern Maine or something like that. They don't have anything to do with each other.
Yeah.
So. Were they both Mormon?
Actually, yeah. My birth mom, when I found that out, I started laughing.
Oh, yeah.
No, because it seemed like, for the Maine and the Utah, they both Mormon and probably had you out of a mistake. And, I mean, sorry.
Jesus Christ. Oh, it was politically correct and called a blessing, dude.
There it
is.
Wow.
Hey, it's nice to have you on, you fucking mistake. Now plug your Twitter.
All right, Dr. Phil is off
the
station.
Well, let's go back and talk about suicide again. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Oh, my fucking God.
Fortune's off the fucking nose for him now.
Yeah. Wait, we're talking today to Olivia Oops Grace.
All right, fuck you. I feel so bad. I'm about to close the show off on a better note than that. God damn. Sorry about that, man.
Oh, shit.
Tears in my eyes with laughter, but
That was funny. No,
she's got tears in her eyes for a whole nother reason. Way to go, Darius.
I got tears in my eyes for your laughter. That's
Thank you.
Up.
See, I appreciate that, man.
No, that was funny.
I can't wait to see your next show. I'll at least be there to support for Wow. Man, Olivia, it was great having you out, man. It was definitely great having you out.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
I know, we got chaotic, we got crazy, we went fucking here and there. One more time, how to find you. One more time.
On Twitter at LOL Olivia Grace. Instagram's the same thing. I don't know, just look up Olivia Grace on Facebook and you'll probably find me. I have a website now.
What's the address for that?
I was trying to remember it for a second. I was like, oh, what URL did I use for my website? It's actually oliviaisfunny.com. So find that and do whatever you do on websites. I don't know.
Well,
and one more time, the show you got coming up in June.
Oh, yeah, my show in June. It's it should be on Friday the 13th at the Yost Theater in Santa Ana. If you want to go, that'd be great. And if you don't make it, then you're a bad person.
Horrible.
You're a dick, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. You don't understand art.
The blood you see.
I feel like anything I say now doesn't matter because I feel like I scared off your listeners in the first 5 minutes.
No, you probably enticed them.
You need to listen to some of the shows.
Yeah, you need to know. Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
We got a back catalog. It's a lot worse.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You did a really great job, and I love the energy in the room and the fucking chaoticness.
Dude, that's me. It's just
it's these other guys. So,
I wouldn't say organized chaos so much as it is just I don't know. Sex? Who cares?
Sex. That's what I'm
That's where the thesaurus took her, everybody. Organized chaos is sex.
That's where I wanted to go.
Alright, we're all going back getting drinks, everybody. This was Them Notes Podcast. Check it out on all your social media. Special thanks for Matt Walk for hanging out and being on Tinder the entire podcast. Ray Chung's in the house. We had Darius, he left. Louis the producer, as always, and always a big shout out to Bucky, our executive producer, for letting us molest his little dog. Alright, everybody, this is Matt Cole. This is Them Notes Podcast. We're out.
Oh yeah, peace. Oh, and if you want my merch, I give it out for free on my website, so just sign up and I'll send it to you. Yeah, that's right. And if you tweet me a picture of it, I don't know, I'll like buy you a drink if I ever come to your town. Who cares?
Cool,
alright, now we're done.
Send her your dick pics. Everyone send her your dick pics.
What, dick pics?
Dick pics.
I don't know. Wait, are we still rolling?
Yeah, we always roll.
I'm saying.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you can make it out of squirrel boners.
Tell Matt.
I just want to end this shit. It's stupid.
Wait, no, because Matt don't know I'm married. I always got to end on the last word. I'm married, bitch. I'm always arguing. We're out. Them nuts. Holla.
Are you really married? That's hot.
He's got a D on his shoulder. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm fucking engaged. I'm branded by my wife. She say C. Look at you, girl. Don't get out of trouble, girl.
I've never been with a black guy.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Me either.
To be honest with you, I've never been with a black guy either. Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I mean, you should open up your social circle. Fuck some black guys, man. Live your life.
Finish that tattoo, dog.
Yeah, yeah. Do some, make some commitments in life and shit.
You finish that tattoo, be like Black D.
We're not even recording anymore, are we?
Mm-hmm.
Are we?
This is the
he's still red.
Epilogue.
Oh, dicks. No, okay. I take back everything I said about fucking a black
guy.
You're
fine.
We're
done. We're out. We're out. This is Them Nuts, man. You can find us on our social media.
Yeah.
Matt over there on Tinder Love. Ray has his white who's banded now from white.
No, fuck you, dude. I'm not banded at all.
Louis over there looking like fuck. I should have got a new bottle. Olivia over there like I feel good with her water.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, Olivia.
Yeah, I water her Sprite.
Dude,
I feel
weird,
good.
But it
yeah. So we'll cut the show, man. We're done. Fuck it. We're out.
This is the most fun I've had on a podcast in a very long time.
I appreciate that, man. That's good for us.
Yeah, now who wants to fuck? All right, now we can cut.
All right, cut. That's when you push the button, Louis.
Yeah, Louis.
Push the button.
Oh,
yeah, fuck yeah, because I know it's getting wild. Push the motherfucking button. If you don't mind,
no.
Please, if you push the button. Yeah, see, she's on her knees, dog. Come on, dog.
Tell her I want to fuck her.
Push the fucking button, dog.
Thank you for listening to Them Nuts Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for new episodes and other Them Nuts productions. Be sure to like and follow us on all the social media networks and Podomatic.com, because we have got more to come.